Proverbs. Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, fairness. To give wisdom to the simple-minded, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain to wise counsels. To understand a proverb, and the interpretation, the words of the wise, and their hidden meanings. The fear, reverence, of the Lord Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. Because they will be an ornament of grace to your head, and chains of jewelry about your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lay in wait for blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole, as those who go down into the pit. We will find all precious possessions, we will fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them, refrain your foot from their path, because their feet run to evil, and go quickly to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain, who takes away the life of its owners. Wisdom cries outside, she speaks her voice in the streets. She cries in the chief marketplace, in the openings of the gates, in the city she speaks her words, saying, how long, you simple-minded ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn yourself at my reproof. Indeed, I will pour out my spirit to you, I will make known my words to you. Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have said at nothing all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity, I will mock when your fear comes. When your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish comes upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer, they will seek me early, but they will not find me. Because they hated knowledge, and did not choose the feared reverence of the Lord Jehovah. They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore they will eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. Because the turning away of the simple-minded will kill them, and the prosperity of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live safely, and will be quiet from fear of evil.